Es kann so sehr nicht über Gas schlagen, wenn wir sagen, dass das Wachen darf dalet. Fragt man, how do we know the carbon has to be shechted for its own sake? Mars says, the Pasuk says, wie im Zevach Shlomim Karbonoi, which would actually mean that the Shechita, the Zevach, should be for the sake of a Shlomim. Maybe, fragt man, maybe Zevach Shlomim is simply the name of the carbon. If the more other Pesukim mention Shlomim without mentioning Zevach, so clearly it's not part of the name. How do we know that the other avoidus adam, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, have to also be done with the intent for the sake of the carbon? You can't say we learn from Shechita, because we find that Shechita is treated more chumadik, in that if the carbon Pesach is done for if the Shechita of carbon Pesach is done for the people who are not included in the group of the carbon Pesach, the carbon is possible. Ephesmer, rather, the Pasuk says, Hamakriv is dama Shlomim, which teaches that the Kabbalah has to be done for the sake of the Shlomim. Why couldn't we learn out Shechita from Kabbalah? Versus Kabbalah is possible if done by a woman or a non-Kayim, where Shechita is not. Okay, we have a source for Shechita and Kabbalah. How do we know Zrika has to be done for the sake of the carbon? It can't be learned from Shechita and Kabbalah, because those are more stringent, that they have to be done in the tzofen of the Azara. And they're done even for chatas karbonis that are offered on the inside Mizbeach, which don't have zrika, because zrika means when it's done on the atam Mizbeach. And from Arad, the Pasuk says, Hazoyrik as dam ha-shlomim, which teaches that zrika has to be done for the sake of the shlomim. Why can we learn out the other voices from zrika? But it says zrika is more chumadik, because a non-kayin who does zrika is chayimisa b'dei shemayim. So now we have a source for everything but halacha. We can't learn from the others, because all the other voices are things that can't be bypassed. Halacha could be bypassed if the carbon is shechted right next to the mizbeach. So how do we know that halacha has to be done for the sake of the carbon? And fitting where the pasuk says, "V'hikriv es hakoil hamizbeicha," which refers to the bringing of the pieces onto the mizbeach. Bright says the pasuk of "V'hikrivu" refers to Kabbalah, which is written in the verbiage of halacha. This teaches that halacha is included in the halachas of Kabbalah, and therefore it also has to be done for its sake. Okay, so we now have a source for all of the avoidus adam regarding the intent for the sake of the proper carbon. How do we know they all have to be done for the sake of the true owner as well? So Rav Pinchas, the son of Rav Ami, said, the pasuk says, "Ubisar zevach toida shilomov," which teaches that the shechita of the toida should be done for its own sake. Now, it's not needed to teach regarding the intent for the sake of the carbon, because we already have a makar for that already. Rather, it must be coming to teach regarding the intent of the proper owner. Fragmar, the pasuk is not available to teach us, because the Brisa uses the pasuk to teach that a toida shecht for the sake of the shlomim is kosher. But a shlom shech for the sake of a toida is possible. If tomorrow we're dashing from the word zevach, and that's not used in the Brisa's drasha. Frekti Gemara, Brisa uses the word zevach to teach that a chatas and osham are like a toida, in that they can also only be eaten for one day and one night. And for tomorrow, for this drasha, the word zevach should have been written at the end of the pasuk. The fact that's written at the beginning of the pasuk allows us to make both drashas. Frekti, we now have a source that the shechita has to be done for the sake of the proper owner. How do we know that the other avoidus also have to be put to the owner, not just the shechita? You can't say we learn it from shechita, because we find that shechita is treated more stringently. And the shechita of a carbon Pesach is done for the sake of the people who are not included in the group, the Pesach is possible. And for the Gemara, the pasuk taught regarding the shechita and the intent of the proper carbon, and also taught regarding the shechita and the intent for the proper owner. Just like regarding the intent for the proper carbon, there's no difference between shechita and the other avoidus, so too with regard to the intent for the proper owners, there's no difference between shechita and the other avoidus. Frekti, we can ask the required intent for the proper carbon is different than the required intent for the proper owner, because the intent for the proper carbon is a psul in the carbon itself, and it applies to all avodas equally, whereas the intent for the proper owner only applies when the intent for the avoda is to do the zrika for a different owner. It applies even after the death of the owner, and it applies to a carbon of the tzibur just like it does to the carbon of an individual. And even though two of these four really are not true good points, still we have two others which are good differentiators. And the reason why two of these points are not really valid points is because the first point was that the intent for a different owner is not a psul in the carbon itself, presumably because it's only just intent, but the psul of intent for the wrong carbon is also just intent, and yet it makes the psul. Also, the second point is not valid, because Rabbi Pinchas, the name of Mari, holds that the intent for the wrong owner does apply after death of the owner. Still, the other two points are valid points. So how do we know that the other avodas have to be done with intent for the proper owner as well? And tomorrow, rather, Rav Ashi said, the pasuk says, "V'nir tzolei l'chaper alav," it teaches that zrika must be done for him, for the proper owner. Rekhmer of Shimon and Braisa uses the pasuk to teach that when someone says Hari a lie, he bears responsibility for the carbon. But it says Rashi is dashing the word loy, Rav Shimon dashing the word alav. So, effectively, Gemara, we now have a source that the Shechita and the Zrika have to be done for the sake of the proper owner. How do we know that the Kabbalah has to be done for the proper owner as well? You can't say we learn from the Shechita and Zrika, because Shechita and Zrika make a person chai if he does ma'asah based on Mikdash, where Kabbalah is not. And Gemara, rather, Rav Ashi said, the pasuk regarding another's carbon says, V'yasho'ayil yaseh zevach shlomim, which teaches that the avoid has to be done for the sake of the shlomim. Now, we don't need that to teach that, because we had the makar earlier. Rather, we say that I must be coming to teach that the avoid has to be done for the intent, but the proper owner. Rav Acha bar Abba asked Rava, maybe Yas is a klal, Zevach is a prat, and therefore only shechting is included in the requirement, nothing else. And for the Gemara, the word Yas is describing the shlomim. Since it's separated from the word shlomim, it can't be dashed as a klal or prat. Another territory, Ravina said it could be darshan as a klal prat, but the word la Hashem, which is written later in the pasuk, is another klal. So we have a klal prat, the klal, which would include other things that are like the prat as well, just like the prat, which is shchita, is an avoid and has to be done for the sake of the carbon. So to avoid it must be done for the sake of the carbon. And since this teaching is not needed because it's already been learned from other psukim, it must be coming to teach that they need intent for the proper owner. Reacting Gemara maybe said it just like a shechita is something which for which one is chai if he does it to a carbon outside the Beis Hamikdash, so too the other things learned from the klal prat, the klal must be something which would only be chai, only if something which someone would be chai for if done outside the Beis Hamikdash, which would allow the inclusion of zrika but not the other avoides. Or maybe say just like shechita must be done in the north of the Azara and applies to a chatas that's offered on the inside of his back, so too all the other avoides which have to be done in the north and apply to a chatas offered on the inside of his back are included, which would include Kabbalah, and again, not Zvika. And for the Gemara, since these are both equally important characteristics, we learn both of them because there's no reason to exclude one more than the other. Another terrace, we can also enter that Zvika learned from the Drasha of Ravashi stated, but we said before, Klal Prat Klal would therefore be used to include Kabbalah. In fact, Gemara, we now know that the carbon of a Nazir must be offered for the sake of the owner. How do we know that this is true for other types of Shlomim as well? It can't be learned from Nazir because the Nazir brings other carbonas along with the Shlomim. Maybe that's why it's more Chumritic in that way. And for the Gemara, if the Pasuk only meant to teach regarding the carbon of a nazir, the pasuk should have used the word shalmei, not shlomim. The use of the word shlomim teaches that this applies to all types of carbon shlomim. So now we know that shlom must be offered for the sake of the carbon and of the owner. How do we know this is true for other types of carbonas as well? It can't be learned from shlom because the shlom is more stringent and needs smicha, nesachim, tufas chas v'shoik. And tomorrow, rather, the pasuk says, "Zoyis ha'toyra la'olah la'mincha la'chatas la'shlam la'maliluim ulazevach ha'shlamim." So the pasuk compares all other karbanos to a shlam. Just like a shlam has to be offered for the sake of the carbon and for the sake of the owner, the same is true for other karbanos as well. In fact, when we now see there's a requirement for the karbanos to be offered for their own sake. If so, why are they still kosher other than chatas and pesach? Why, when they're offered not for their own sake? And tomorrow, the pasuk says, "Moitzus v'sech tishma v'yasis the kashen adaita la'shem alakech anedava." Pasuk refers to the carbon as a neder and then as an adava. It doesn't make sense. Which one is it? Rather, the pasuk is teaching that if the carbon that was brought properly and it's still considered a fulfillment of the obligation, then it would still be considered a fulfillment of the obligation of the owner. If it's not brought properly, it will not fulfill the obligation, but it's still treated as an adava. We see that even when it's offered not for its sake, it's still a valid carbon. Mar said, we need the pasuk of Moitzus Vasecha and the pasuk of Zayis HaTorah. Why? If we only had Moitzus Vasecha, we would not know that it's referring to the requirement that it be offered for its Lishma. Therefore, we need the pasuk of Zayis HaTorah to teach that we're referring to the Lishma requirement. If we only had the pasuk of Zayis HaTorah, we would think that if the carbon was offered, Shalai Lishma becomes possible. Therefore, we need the pasuk of Moitzus Vasecha to teach that it remains kosher.